For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU football team is Tahi Nomain, a sophomore out of Maple Grove, Minnesota, and running back. First of all, congratulations on your big win this last weekend.
Thank you. It means a lot.
Your team, this last 3 weeks, the offense has been clicking. What's been kind of the biggest change for you guys since going back those 3 weeks?
Basically, we just, as an offense, we figured we just had a mindset that we were tired of losing. And, you know, these last couple of weeks, we've really been focusing on tempo, finishing drives, and making plays. So, yeah.
Your team shows a lot of confidence right now with these three big wins. Of course, looking back at the offense, at Concordia St. Paul, Jordy Hines scored in the first play. The last two games, you've scored on the second play. How much easier is it to play with the lead?
It's a lot easier when we put up a big lead pretty early. I mean, that's one of our focuses, is to have an explosive offense and put up big points.
Your offense has made big holes for you to run through. Your offensive line is just playing great. How much easier is your job then as running back?
Oh, man, those guys do all the hard work. I just find a hole and try my best to run through. So my offensive line has been so good the past couple of weeks, and I couldn't thank them anymore.
From what I understand, you've got an interesting story about football. You didn't play a ton of high school football. You come here to BSU, and you certainly have fit in. How much have you learned about the game since you came here?
From high school to college, man, it was a big leap for me. The game was a lot faster than high school, and I just took it day by day, trying to get into the playbook and learning from guys that have been here before me, and I just took it all in as a sponge, so... Yeah.
Coach Tesh said that you spent a lot of time during the off season working on catching the ball out of the backfield. How hard was it to find somebody to help you out in the off season, and who was it that helped you?
I did a lot of my training back home before I came up here. I usually just went out to the field and practiced catching balls with one of my older uncles, and we would work on route running and looking the ball in. And I would say, yeah, my hands have been pretty good since I've returned. So, yeah.
You've had the chance to jump in the lake after homecoming games. How special is it to be able to be part of that?
It's a really good tradition. It's really, really something else. It wasn't as cold this year as it was last year, but it's always a good feeling when you jump in the lake, especially after a homecoming victory. So,
this weekend, you guys have Moorhead. They got off to a hot start. Now they're not playing as well as they were. As a Beaver squad going into this weekend, you can't really look past them, can you, even though they're kind of been struggling?
No, you can't look past any team. It's NSIC. All the teams are good. So we're going to prepare for them how we prepare for every other team day by day, and hopefully go out there and pull out the W and get the X.
Tahi, have you declared a major here at BSU yet?
Yeah, my major is social work.
Very interesting. Then I would assume you're hoping to give back after college, right?
Yep, I love working with kids.
That'll be awesome. Tahi, good luck to you this weekend. We wish you the best.
Thank you.